friends today, I'd like to read with you a few verses from Acts 22, a first personal testimony Paul gave to the Jewish people in Jerusalem after he was arrested at the temple.
今天同样我们也是见证我们的弟兄姊妹他们受洗他们人生的一个关键的时刻。我愿意给大家读几段圣经，在22章里面，这是保罗他第一次的个人见证，对着这些犹太人。So
the context was Paul told the Jews as a young man he hated and persecuted the Christians.
所以这个背景是保罗告诉这些犹太人，他年轻的时候他痛恶甚至迫害那些基督徒。
But one day while going to Damascus to arrest some Christians, Jesus Christ appeared to him in a bright light and admonished him for persecuting the Christian church. So since we already just read it, I won't repeat it. But the passage we read is about this question. What shall I do?
那么刚才我们已经读过了，我所以我们不再读。但是这些经文是一个很关键的问题，我当做什么？The
philosopher Immanuel Kant calls it one of the four basic questions in life.
那么有个很有名的Immanuel Kant，他是一个哲学家，他说到在生命中。 有四个很大的问题，其中一个就是
The knowledge of truth calls for action and response.
那么在这个真理的这种知识，实际上会带来行动。
Especially when false belief had led people to commit wrongs.
尤其是当一个错误的信仰会带来人们去做可怕的一些坏事。
Like the things that Saul persecuted the Christians for.
比如说保罗迫害教会，是这样。So
today we are witnessing our friends acting on their knowledge of truth by getting baptized.
所以今天我们一起的见证，我们的朋友，我们的弟兄姊妹们，他们是坚信根据他们的信仰还有知识，他们愿意来接受洗礼。And
that is a response.
那个是他们的对于他们的信仰的一个反应。Baptism
identifies a believer with the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
洗礼呢是让信徒来经历受死埋葬和复活，跟耶稣基督一样经历这样的一个属灵的经历。Baptism
is a visible sign to an invisible spiritual reality.
受洗呢，它是一个新的属灵生命的一个可看见的记号。Although
baptism is actually not the only sign of that spiritual reality.
当然，受洗它不只是这个新的属灵生命的唯一的记号。Both
the Lord Jesus Christ and Ananias said to Saul, "Get up," or in some translation, "Rise or arise."
耶稣基督和亚拿尼亚他们都告诉过保罗起来，那么有的翻译是不同的翻译，站起来。Get
up is a more general description of a born again Christian.
那么起来呢，实际上对于是对一个重生基督徒的一个很普遍的这样的一个宣告和描述。Born
again, Christians don't just get in the water and stay under.
重生的基督徒并不是进到水里面受洗以后就不再起来。They
get up.
他们起来，他们不只是在水里面待着。We
die with Christ, but also live with Christ.
我们与这个基督一起的死，我们也一起的复活。Get
up to do what?
那么我们起来做什么呢？
Go to Damascus and find out what's next.
要去大马士革，然后看下一步是什么。
Now Saul was of course already on his way to Damascus.
那保罗他已经在去大马士革的路上。But
now he has a new and different mission.
但是现在他有一个全新的和不同的使命。Many
Christians would testify the same about their conversion story.
许多基督徒都可以来见证他们有类似的经历。God
did not immediately ask you to give up your career after you were born again.
上帝他不会叫你马上放弃你的生活你的职业当你重生得救以后
but simply gave you a new purpose of what you have already been doing.
但是在你已经在做的事情上面他给你一个新的目的新的意义。
What is Saul's new mission?
那么保罗他的新的使命是什么呢
Witnessing the gospel to all nations.
向万民见证福音。那是一个很困难、很艰难的使命，对他来说。像保罗这样的法利赛人，他不想与外邦人有任何的关系。保罗非常的藐视这些外邦人，尤其他们这些是被罗马啊所占罗马人所占领了他们的啊自己的国家。如果基督当时告诉保罗，起来，我们要革命，我们要反抗这些罗马人，保罗也许会更高兴。
Identify with Saul because there is a patriotism in us all.
我们可以啊与保罗这样的思想有点啊，如果因为我们都有这个爱国的精神、民主精神，所以我们都可以理解这个保罗。
We felt wounded when our national pride is hurt.
当我们的国家的这种这种骄傲啊被伤害的时候哈我们就常常会受伤。
For example, I don't know whether you're from China or not. As Chinese, you can probably appreciate the lyrics of "March for the Volunteers." 义勇进军行曲。
所以，比如说，我不知道你是不是来自这个中国或大陆哈。那么，但是呢，很多中国人我们都很这个赞赏哦，赞赏这个都知道义勇军进行曲。
When it calls for Chinese people to 起来。
他向中国人民来宣告啊起来。
Where, like the song was, as you know, originally written to rally people to fight against the Japanese invasion.
那么这个歌呢它最开始是被唱起来啊来呼召人民来反对日本人的侵略。
When the survival of a nation is at stake, everybody will rise up and roar.起来
对当我们国家的生存受到威胁的时候每一个人他们都会唱起来起来起来
That's Saul wanted to liberate his people
保罗也想解放他的人民
But God had chosen Saul to liberate all people
但是上帝拣选保罗去解放万国万民所有的人
Get up and witness to all nations
起来向万国做见证。
What truly enslaved the Jews is not an earthly empire like Rome.
真正捆绑让这些犹太人做奴隶的并不是在地上的这些国好像罗马。
But the tyranny of sin and death.
而是这罪和死亡的国度捆绑。
But sin and death enslaved not only the Jews, it enslaved all people.
但是罪和死亡他们不只是将这些犹太人当作奴隶而是他们将所有人都捆绑。
The liberation from Egypt by Moses was only a halfway liberation even for the Jews.
将这个摩西他们带领以色列人出来出埃及这种解放他只是解放了一半。
The gospel of Jesus Christ is the real liberation for all nations.
那么耶稣基督的福音是真正的万国万民的完全的真正的解放的福音。
God is asking us Christians to do the same. Get up and witness to all nations.
上帝在呼召我们每一个人做同样的事情，起来向万国来做见证。
You all came here to this country, to this city, maybe to school because you saw something wrong in the world.
我们你们来到这个地方这个城市是因为你们看见了你们过去的那些所住的地方有一些事情的错误不公义。
Maybe you are not happy with sick and death, you want to go into matter.
啊，比如说你不啊，在过去有这个疾病啊，有这个死亡，所以说你想来啊学这个医药。
Maybe you are fed up with ignorance and superstition, so you want to learn about science.
啊，也许你过去你啊已经看啊这个惯了这个无知和迷信，你现在要学科学。
Maybe because you saw a lot of social and economic injustice.So you want to go into economics and law.
啊，也许你过去看见了太多的社会或者经济的不公义，那么今天你愿意要来学这个经济或者是政治。
Maybe you feel that you personally miss out something in your life and you want to get even.
也许你过去经历了很多生命里面的一些空虚，今天你要来啊来让生命更充实。
You want to do something to right the wrong.
啊，你想做一些事情来啊，我们称为啊拨乱反正。
But now God is asking you to look beyond the microscopic problem and to look at the macroscopic problem.
但是今天上帝要让你来看啊，超越这些微小的事情、微小的困难，而看到更大的、更全面的问题。
Liberate people from the root cause of sin and death.
是将啊人从啊罪和死亡这些最根本的啊这个捆绑中间解放出来。
How? What shall I do?
啊，如何？我应该做什么？
It says here, first get up and go.
首先要起来去。
Second, get up and witness to all nations.
第二，起来要向万民万国做见证。
But third, towards the end, get up and be baptized.
但第三起来来受洗。
Why?
为什么？
Because Saul could liberate all nations. In order for him to do that, he must first liberate himself.
在保罗他能够解放万民万国的时候，他必须要首先解放他自己。
If you carry your old person like a corpse, its weight will crush you and you will never be able to get up.
如果你在你的肩
膀
上如果你把
你
自己的这个身体扛在你的肩膀上的话，那它的重量就会把你给压下去，永远不会起来。
Saul could easily be crushed by his guilty conscience because he hurt many people before.
保罗很容易被他自己的这种罪恶感所压垮，因为他迫害了许多的基督徒。
Before he could set other people free,He must be confident that his sin was dealt with by the blood of Jesus Christ.
在他可以解放其他人的时候，他必须要有这样的信心，就是他的罪已经完全被耶稣基督的宝血所遮盖。
Today, you and I need to have the same confidence.
今天，你和我，我们都需要有这样的信心。
If you don't have the confidence that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, has died for your sin,And is your only master, you could not get up.
如果你没有这样的信心，就是耶稣基督是上帝的儿子，他为你的罪而死了，并且呢，他是你这个宇宙中间唯一的主啊，那你就不能够起来。
But once you have that confidence, the weight of your old person, your dead corpse, will seem like nothing.
但是你一旦有那样的信心啊，好像你救我的这个重量，就是你啊已经死去的啊这个救我啊就不会啊好像没有任何重量。
Your life yesterday will no longer keep you in chain tomorrow.
你过去的生活就不会再捆绑你，不会来定义你的明天。
And you will live every day.Appreciating what Jesus said, my yoke is light.
那么从此你就会每天有这样的感恩的经历，就是耶稣说的，我的轭是轻的。
So what are you waiting for?
所以你们在等待什么？
Get up!
起来！
Get up!
起来！
Get up!
起来！